Questions and Answers on the Bible. Appendix D. Earth's Future Glory. On the other side of the resurrection come to view, upon our earth, scenes and fields of matchless splendor. Even to a murmuring people the Lord made a happy promise, saying, "As truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." The expression, "as truly as I live," signifies that the Father's life is pledged to the accomplishment of the promise. This pledge was not intended alone for the wandering Jews, but was given to encourage all people to press toward the promised land. It will require a complete agreement in righteousness between the earth and the people upon it to bring about the condition of glory promised. The people must all be righteous, that they may inherit the land forever. The prophet says, "Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified." In writing of this blessed condition, John said, "There shall be no curse anymore." The curse being removed from the land, and the people all made righteous, there can be nothing to hinder the manifestation of glory. "Violence shall no more be heard of in your land," says the prophet. And evidently it cannot be, for righteous people do no violence. Neither wasting nor destruction will be seen within your borders. Under the influences above stated, nothing amiss can take place. Not only is there to be an absence of things evil, but all good things shall abound. The ransomed of the Lord, those who will be called to the court in heaven during the millennial judgment, shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Then the riches of God's grace within the earth will manifest itself in beauty and fragrance through the whole vegetable kingdom. The adaptability and cooperation of all things will be perfect. Then, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice, and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly, and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, and the excellency of our God. Continuing to write of the glory that shall be everywhere manifested, the prophet says, "In the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert." Thus the havoc wrought by sin shall be corrected, and righteousness in all things maintained. In the good time coming, the love of God will reveal itself through all nature. By all their physical senses men will perceive this goodness. The psalmist says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Take honey in the mouth, and let the palate know its sweetness. Eat the rosy peach, and relish its pleasantness. Smell the lily and the rose, and enjoy their fragrance. Look, and admire their beauty, and understand that in all these ways God is manifesting his life. By these he is adapting himself to man's understanding. This is not pantheism, but God manifested. Satan through sin is endeavoring to blind the perceptions of mankind, so that God cannot be known. But the curse that sin has wrought is to be so wholly removed, that the knowledge of the Lord may fill the earth as water fills the sea. Then all shall know him from the least to the greatest. Even the lower animals will be affected by the restoration to such a degree that the viciousness of their natures will be removed. Then shall be fulfilled the scripture where it is written, 'The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain.' And the reason assigned is, 'For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.' The above promises make known the glorious future of our earth. No orbit holds a world more beautiful than ours will be. No place can furnish blessings more sweet than will then be known by the inhabitants of our earth.